Read with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm always looking for books that are genuinely understandable in the world of financial information because I come across a lot of press releases, reports, you name it, where the lingo just makes you want to throw your hands in the air and frankly give up on life. But this book is not one of them. In fact, I liked it so much I invited Mario Singh onto my show. He's a 43-year-old millionaire who started giving his wealth away, believing that those who have much have a responsibility to give back. And the book that I'm looking at today is The Magical Rule of Three. He made his money in the forex market. He's a CEO and a loving dad. And this book is a book that you should pick up if you want to make it in life and you're gunning for the sort of success that goes beyond making it in the business world. So if you're looking at health, wealth, relationships, and you want to learn from a man who's built an eight-figure business in 2 years and has spoken to many over the years in global conferences, he is now CEO of a company that he envisioned back in 2015. And the dream then was to disrupt the brokerage industry. It's a pretty big name in the forex trading world. I want you to get a sense of the book that I have in my hands, The Magical Rule of Three by Mario Singh. Here he is in chapter 13. Let's dive into an excerpt on the rules of investing. An investment is basically an activity where you commit your resources, mostly to cash, to an asset with the expectation of generating income at a later date. I want to skip a little ahead where he talks about how to evaluate, you know, possibilities and instruments that come your way. When faced with, you know, a plethora of options, what should you be looking at, and is an easy investment something to focus on? Here he is. When I say easy, I don't mean this to be in the form of a get-rich-quick scheme. What I mean is that the investment should be easy for you to understand. The litmus test is if you can explain it to your mum. If she can't understand it, chances are the investment is a little complicated. In my experience, when it's complicated, the chances of it bearing a decent yield somehow diminishes. Before I share what I would consider something that's easy to understand, let me first share what isn't. And here he goes, quoting a line. We are cautiously optimistic about the FOMC minutes, which could show a consolidation of returns from the region's ETFs, especially after the Fed's rate hike of 25 basis points. How many lay people can understand that statement? Sure, it might be easy for those soaked in the financial world, but to the common person, this isn't easy to understand. Certain questions you need to ask are, how exactly is money made? Is the yield from steady returns or return on equity? What happens if the investment fails? You must be able to explain the investment cogently to your mum to qualify it as easy. To help you on your journey of discerning investments, I'd like to share with you a secret of decoding how financial markets actually work. After being in the financial markets for over 10 years, I've heard more than a handful of people say it's too difficult, I don't understand the charts and numbers are too confusing, the economists are speaking financial jargon. He goes down and continues to decode financial markets in a simple way, breaking markets down into his top three asset classes: stocks, bonds, and currencies. This is the book to pick up if you want to understand how to A, reach for success, B, understand the stock market in terms of key financial information that you need to move your own life forward. I offer you this book, The Magical Rule of Three, powerful principles and strategies to seal your personal, financial, and entrepreneurial success forever. And it's by Mario Singh. Enjoy the read.
Read with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.